This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a questionnaire, they match you with a licensed therapist, and you can switch anytime, no additional charge. So, celebrate the progress that you've already made by visiting BetterHelp.com/Yanks today, and you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. .com/Yanks.
Today is a day of the week. The Yankees lost game three of the ALDS to the Rays. Let's talk Yanks. All right. And we've talked Yanks, and welcome to the episode. I'm in the middle of my emotions. I haven't come out of it. Like tomorrow morning, if we were to record this tomorrow morning, you'd hear a different version of me. My name's Jimmy. That's Jake. This is the Roosevelt Studios in the Bronx, RSVLTS. If we did this tomorrow morning, you hear a different version of me. We don't do that. We record them right after the game so that we get the rawest of emotions and we get the most in it of emotions so that we can forever remember me being a little emotional baby. And that's what I'm going to be all episodes. So if you're not into it, you can leave. If you're a Rays fan, you want to hear me be very sad, stick around. Because this sucks. This sucks. Tank didn't have it. He blows it. And then I'm mad at TBS. I'm mad at the ump. I'm mad at the Yankees.
Yeah.
Like the Ford thing at the end is a reminder how much I hate some part of the Yankees analytics department and decision-making teams. So I'm running hot. I'm upset. And I, you know, tomorrow morning I'll probably be finding silver linings, and I'll probably be like win game four, and then you get Cole game five, and we knew this was going to be a hard series, but they fucked around yesterday. Tank doesn't have it. It cost him. Jake, what do you got?
I don't know. I mean, I really like the Ford at bat late. Do you believe in or do you believe in bad baseball players? Because you could have sent me up there and I would have done the exact same thing.
How embarrassing is that? I know we're going to harp on it more than it actually matters.
Doesn't matter
at this game, but it's so embarrassing because it's once again the
Rays are laughing at us.
Laughing.
The Rays analytics team is shitting their pants right now that the Yankees would hit Mike Ford over Clint Frazier.
So it's
just a microcosm of everything that's been happening since game one, where the Yankees came out and dominated Cole to their good pen with the lineup. Then the Yankees said, "Ooh, let's make a witch's brew." But instead of making a witch's brew, they just made a pot of shit. And every move has been wrong since then. And it's a weird mix of because when people make wrong moves, you want to blame the manager. But it's not really the manager. It's the analytics team that passes on the word to the manager.
That may have been Boone. It's such an in-game decision. Who knows?
They have a group that makes decisions. I mean, they're all for one and one for all.
That's the dumbest thing. Like, the Rays are laughing in their face. So they pinch hit Clint for Higgy. Who did they pinch hit Clint for?
Clint for Higgy.
So the Rays go to their dominant righty, Castillo.
Yep.
Just nice to get him in the game, burn some pitches. Then the Yankees burn Clint to pitch Mike Ford, who's been awful all season and hasn't had a hit since August 31st and hasn't had an at-bat in 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
And closer to three.
3 weeks. Now, granted, it's a four-run game in the ninth inning. Actually, I take that back. The Rays are laughing at that. Let's get over this because it has nothing to do with the actual game.
We did it live, and what we said was that the Yankees finally made an okay chess move. Bringing Diego Castillo in the game maybe takes him out of tomorrow. Maybe it doesn't, but maybe it limits him tomorrow, or he's more worn out. And then we saw Mike Ford up there, and we both literally, like, fell head over heel, not in the romantic, you know, finding the love of your life in the park way. I don't know. The Yankees, the players are getting beat. The Yankees analytics slash front office slash management team is getting beat. And Yeah, I don't know. It was tough to watch at times. They can't stop the Rays from scoring. Without Giancarlo Stanton, where is this series at?
Looked really bad.
I don't know.
It's just not good, man.
I don't know.
No Patreons.
The Patreons that did subscribe, we'll get to you guys later, but you don't deserve this game. You don't deserve this from us. Thank you to the people who are live in the chat now. Sick pups. Love you. You're beautiful. I mean, what?
I don't know. Judge looked bad. Charlie Morton looked really, really good.
He looked really good out of the windup. He looked bad out of the stretch.
The umps did hurt us in that swing right there.
Yeah.
Voit probably gets an RBI walk. You bring up your hottest hitter in Stanton with the bases loaded. That doesn't happen. And then you get two outs with no one on for the Kiermaier solo shot, if that was to happen afterwards, because the strike him out, throw him out would have happened. So, like, the ump was bad yesterday. Didn't hurt the Yankees, even though they lost. The ump was bad today. I do think it hurt them. I'm not going to blame the whole game on the ump. I truly think that that's only a thing losers do. But that was a big swing right there. Judge's sack fly to tie the game with the bases loaded hurts more because he's just hunting first pitches. You really look back at that. And then Chad Green throwing an 0-2 fastball.
Yeah.
In the zone, I will never, ever understand. Because that's like Chad's good pitch. Like, it wasn't a bad pitch, but it's a bad 0-2 pitch. I will never understand why you do that. I mean, you have the ninth hitter up. He flashed bunt twice. You have him 0-2. I don't understand. And I love Chad. Like, we're the biggest Chad fans. Yeah. I just don't understand why you throw a fastball in the zone there when his curveball looked absolutely nasty the inning before. And you can dirt one pretty easily. That is his pitch. He likes that outside fastball to lefties. But, I mean, do that 1-2 when you show him the curve. You know, show him something different. I just don't get it. But, yeah, the offense looked bad. Morton looked good.
Yeah, so let's circle back on a couple things. They score in the second. Perez, the backup catcher, who is just a classic killer against us, he hits the liner that goes off the top of DJ's glove. DJ LeMahieu couldn't catch that, which means no second baseman in baseball could catch that.
No, but according to Ron Darling or whoever, he misjumped it.
National broadcast. The Talking Yanks faithful know what that's about. DJ LeMahieu is, I think, the only 6'4 second baseman in baseball. 3-time gold glover. Goes off the top of his glove. Not like in and out. Off the top. They score a run. Tough. Brutal. Bottom of the lineup killed us today. Kiermaier, 2-for-4. Perez, 2-for-4. Joey Wendell, 3-for-5. Tanaka didn't have his A stuff. This has been 3 starts in a row now that he really hasn't. But I will say this on the Judge sack fly. I understand what you're saying, and we didn't see Judge's best at bats tonight. He hasn't been dominating at bats. That 3-2 Aaron Judge, I'll spit on it or I'll crack it. He hits the sack fly. I think we're saying different things about that if the Voit walk is called, because that would have led to, you know, 2 runs with Giancarlo up when you package his homer later and you think about the goddamn tour he's on right now. It sucks. It sucks. But in an 8-4 game, you still can't blame the umps. If we were sitting here 5-4, I think I would be screaming. I would be tagging MLB, UA, or whatever the hell it is and saying, that's not cool, man. That would be my tweet.
Something huge just happened in the Dodgers game.
That'd be cool. But Chad Green comes in, he gets hit, and hey, you know, how often have we been here over the past couple years and been saying, like, oh, you know, they don't go to the good bullpen, blah, 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 it's a loss. I was saying that yesterday because they punted yesterday. Chad Green comes in and he gets hit. So Cody Bellinger robs Tatis of a 2-run homer deep to center field. Bellinger goes up.
Go ahead, homer.
Robs it with 2 outs. Belly needed that, man. off of Tatis. That's pretty cool. That's a fun game. Tonight's was not. So, yeah, man, it's, you know, you look back. Chad Green gave up 2 earned runs. Sessa gave up 1. Tank gave up 5. And there was a stretch there where it just didn't. From the second through the sixth inning, the Rays scored 4 out of 5 innings. 2 of those innings, they put up 3 spots. And we've been talking about it on Talking Baseball. The punchback in playoff baseball is so real. The Rays punched back twice in the first 6 innings, both with 3-run innings to the Yankees 1.
Dude, I don't. I mean, like, even if the Yankees lose, giving up the runs when they did, Chad Green and Sessa, kills any help for game 4. Because it's a 3-run game. If you hold them there, they have to burn their good pitchers. Morton was coming out soon. They have to burn their good bullpen arms because it's a 3-run game, and you have a crack at their bullpen.
You're the home
team. A couple ways. You're the home team.
4 more times
at
the plate.
So, like, not being able to punch back after innings, not being able to have shutdown innings after we score, it's just – it's bad right now. Like, nothing's working. But it's a huge difference because I got nothing left on this game to talk about. Well, we're set up pretty poorly for game 4.
And that's why I was getting so loud about yesterday's game was the fact that this Yankees analytics crew, which, again, go check out Twitter if you want to see people be critical of them. They played yesterday assuming they were going to lose because they plan on winning 1, 3, and 5. Call Tanaka call with shit sandwiches in the middle. And we'll see. It's going to be a do-or-die game tomorrow. Monty is getting the start. You know, hey, we've seen good Monty. When good Monty looks good, it looks pretty damn good. When bad Monty comes out, it looks pretty damn bad.
It's not Monty's game.
He's not going to have leash, but he's going to start the game. And, you know, it's probably Davey to follow, who, again, they pitched 27 pitches a couple days ago. So what, you know, what's that even mean? What's that even mean? And then it's all out bullpen. So we'll see.
I mean, Britton's going to get in the game. Chapman's going to get in the game.
Yeah.
Chad's going to get in the game. Davey's going to get in the game. And Cole may get in the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Yankees wild card.
I do think, Jake, that if it's Yankees are somehow up by 3 runs or less, that they would work backwards, Chapman 9, Cole 8-7, like just to wait it out to see if they need him. Britton 6, Chad 5-4. Like, I think that, like, think about who we're talking about.
Yeah, but I think you need to go back and say if that's even an option, you would just start Cole. You would just start him.
Because if they're if they're winning by a lot, they save him for game 1.
Right. But, you know, that's
Or game 5. They're winning by a lot. They save him for game 5. What am I talking about? Game 1.
Yeah. Yeah. If they're willing to use him tomorrow, you start him because he's Gerrit Cole. And that's a conversation in Yankee land. I don't think they're going to.
They're definitely not.
I think you have him in the hole for game 5. And you're just, you know, how many pitchers do they have? 13? Everyone's
that's
on
why
deck
that's
except
why,
Tanaka.
That's what I'm saying. You have him in game in on deck for game 5, but if you have a winnable game,
I think they'd rather. I mean, Chapman hasn't pitched this series. You could go 2 innings with Chapman. You could go 2 innings Britton. You could go 2 innings with Chad. I think they try to piecemeal it together with literally everyone except Gerrit Cole. I don't think you bring him out of the bullpen in the 7th inning. He's Gerrit Cole. If you're willing to pitch him in that game, you just start him. We'll see. You know, Yankees have been up to their funny business since they won game 1 playing traditional baseball. So we'll see what they've got up their sleeve. But I don't know. I mean, do or die. The lineup's got to do their thing. 4 probably won't be enough tomorrow. I can almost promise that. And let's be honest, outside of Giancarlo Stanton the past 2 games, the Yankees have what? Math pod.
This series is Stanton and Cole. Like the Yankees ERA in non-Cole games is like 8.33 now.
Yeah.
And Stanton has all of the offense.
So Stanton had 4 out of 5 RBI yesterday. He had 2 out of 4 RBI today. So outside of Stanton, the Yankees have 3 runs in the past 2 games. So the rest of the lineup has to step it up. DJ hasn't looked great. He's kind of giving at-bats. He hasn't looked great. Judge looks bad. Hicks has gone Hicks. Voit, he's close. He just missed a couple, but, you know, that doesn't matter in playoff games. Gio's gone a little quiet. Glaber had some tough at-bats tonight. And now the Gardy-Clit thing is a toss-up. And, hey, the catcher situation went from cool party to not cool party. So we will see.
Yeah. I'm still in very emotional, reactionary state. Like, I think that, like, they didn't use any of the real good bullpen. They still have Britton. They still have Chapman. The Rays have to be the favorite tomorrow. And they don't have anyone either. Yarbrough to someone,
they're
to someone,
it. They
to
said
someone.
They announced they're starting Thompson, the Sidewinder.
But this is where it is fair to get frustrated with the lack of deadline moves. You could have got Archie Bradley for pretty cheap. You could have got, like, fucking Robbie Ray.
Yeah.
Who was bad, but someone to help. Like, they don't have any. And the whatever.
Yeah.
Nelson's better than Loaiza. King's been better than Loaiza. Holder's been better than Loaiza.
Yeah.
Yet Loaiza has been coming in before them.
Yeah. And we'll, you know, it's the sick part about baseball. And hey, if you're looking for a cherry on top, you know, Yanks win tomorrow, they're going to have Gerrit Cole lined up for Game 5, which they've kind of had planned up all along. And you should feel okay about that, but unfortunately, we are not going to be there until there would be a final pitch with a Yankees win, and I don't know. The Rays are a really good baseball team. And, you know, I think the thing looming over all Yankees' heads right now is that they went funny business mode tomorrow, yesterday. They didn't have to. And then once Tanks starts getting knocked around, it's like, oh, well, we put all of our eggs in that basket. And kind of unfair to Tank, the way he's been pitching. Tank has to be better, and he'll tell you that too. But, yeah, it's tough. I mean, the at-bats tonight weren't great. Outside of Giancarlo Stan, 4 or 5 runs yesterday because of him, 2 of 4 today. So, lineup's got to pick it up.
I can't believe we have 4 starting pitchers better than Monty, but he's pitching Game 4.
So I was pretty mad about that yesterday.
I do think Davey's going to come out quick. I don't think Monty's long for the game.
I think Davey too, but again, the part I don't love about it, and you know, by the time the game starts tomorrow, I'll convince myself it's a genius move. You know, has Davey come out of the bullpen in Major League Baseball?
Yeah. Yeah, he did last year after...
in the majors.
Yeah, he did last year. They had an opener for him at the end of last year.
He didn't debut Davey? Until this year.
Oh, Davey, sorry. I thought you were talking about Monty. Davey definitely has.
Monty's starting.
I know. I'm all twisted up.
It's all right. So, I don't know. Again, it just goes into that put your guys in spots to succeed. I think the Rays are going to play a little head games tomorrow because they kind of can't. They're playing with house money at the table. Might as well play hee-haw with the fuck-around gang. And, you know, hey, maybe the Yankees learn from their mistakes. Maybe Monty goes through the lineup through 2.2. They get back to the top with their righty stack. They bring Davey in. He goes 2.2. And then you're basically to the good guys in the bullpen. There's a world. There's a world. And right now it's hard to imagine that. Baseball's a six sport.
I feel like where I was in the CS last year, where it's like, hey, we may be able to win this series. How the hell is this team supposed to survive a CS and World Series if they do?
I'll tell you how. Use your starting pitchers like starting pitchers. And if they die, at least you don't burn out the bullpen.
Yeah, they just don't have enough arms. All right. Tomorrow, I'll convince myself to be happier. We'll see if it works.
Do or die.
We will be live again on YouTube if you want to watch with us and drink in all of our manic happiness or manic sadness. Because it's a do or die game. I think that's it. I think that's all of it. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate you. We will be back tomorrow.
Umps be cool tomorrow. That's all I'll ask. You know?
Yeah.
Control what you can control, but...
Did he get better after those? It felt like he tightened it up, or did we not care anymore?
I mean, it kind of hit the point where it was a four-run swing, so it's like, who gives a shit? You know, you lost us a run in the bases loaded with our only hitter, and then a potential strike him out, throw him out double play that, you know, what does that do for Tanaka's night? But
pride of the Yankees, Stanton, motherfucker, Tanaka.
Bang.
Bang. Go Yanks, tell him Grams.
Go Yankees.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a questionnaire, they match you with a licensed therapist, and you can switch anytime, no additional charge. So, celebrate the progress that you've already made by visiting BetterHelp.com/Yanks today, and you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Yanks.